Huge bones have been discovered in a place 50 kilometers north of Mexico City, where a new airport is being built. Scientists, who study the past by examining very old objects, are digging up more and more of these bones. These archaeologists have found that the bones belong to the mammoth, the most famous mammal of a cold period in Earth's history known as an ice age. Archaeologists have found the bones of 70 mammoths so far. The latest discovery includes two large skulls, as well as rib and leg bones. Ruben Manzanilla is the lead archaeologist at the site. Manzanilla said that the place once was part of a shoreline with a lot of mud. Lakes likely formed there at the end of the most recent ice age. When an animal this size fell here, it got stuck and couldn't escape, he said. The mammoth bones belonged to a Colombian mammoth, which, unlike its relative, the woolly mammoth, had little hair. But it was a powerful creature. Manzanilla believes it weighed about 20,000 kilograms and stood more than 4 meters tall. Many mammoths likely got stuck in the mud, Manzanilla said. But he said that evidence at nearby places suggests early human hunters used spears to kill the mammoths. They also may have used traps in the water. Over 10,000 years ago, central Mexico had many groups, or herds, of mammoths. The bones they left behind led some people to create stories about giants. López Luán wrote about some of the stories in the publication Mexican Archaeology recently. In 1519, two local kings showed the Spaniard Hernán Cortés what was probably a mammoth leg bone. They told Cortés that the bone came from terrible, tall men. Bernal Díaz del Castillo, a soldier and writer at the time of Cortés, wrote about the incident. "We were sure there had been giants in this land," wrote Díaz del Castillo. I'm John Russell.